Hey, Unnecessary Roughness listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
And they run through our ass like shit through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Is my sister going upstairs too then?
We're ready to go.
Damn, that sucks.
It's hot as fuck in here.
It's hot as fuck. Wow, what did that? What word was that just came out of my mouth?
You said hot as fuck.
I did say that?
Yeah, you said it.
Not as weird as Mincy's, whatever.
Did you see?
Just throwing McCarthy underneath the bus.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. He just.
Well, and then Kelly, God bless her, is like, you see how many views this did? Imagine if it were in focus. Yeah, it wouldn't have done anything.
Nah.
Would it have done 10,000 views?
Yeah, maybe 11.
11, 12.
How many did it do?
Like half.
500. Half a million.
Why?
Because it was out of focus and it was funny?
No, I think what it was, like, it was actually Mincy's fault.
Was it?
Yeah, because Mincy uploaded it on the stadium Wi-Fi, and the stadium Wi-Fi couldn't post it.
Couldn't handle it,
It lowered the quality of the video. The video that Jack McCarthy took, it wasn't his fault. There's no way to take a video
Wait, what's funny about that is Mintz believes Jack just took a poor quality video.
Yes, he's an idiot, yeah.
Mintz. I mean, like, you can't take a video like that on an iPhone.
You can't. I don't think you can take a video.
Unless you have, like, a special app.
Right.
I don't think you can take a video like that, period.
Oh, yeah, you would have to literally have, like a Nokia or something.
You have to have something that distorts it after the fact. Yes. All right. Hi, welcome to Unnecessary Roughness, Barstool's college football podcast, brought to you by High Noon Hard Seltzer. High Noon, they are the best. They are so good and so delicious, we drank this whole box.
Today.
I wasn't supposed to do that, but High Noon Hard Seltzer, we just went right through this box. It is delicious.
Oh, and then taped it back up.
I can just drink this. It's a very sturdy, it's in good shape.
Well, it's taped up, too.
Oh, wow. Did you do the taping, Katie?
Yeah, I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a prop box. During lockdown, they sent me a ton of actual High Noons.
Right.
But then they also sent some prop boxes. Yeah. I don't know why. I mean, why do we need a prop box? We just need the actual shit.
If you drink it, after I taped it up, they told me where the stash was.
I had a prop box and I wouldn't have four kids. We're going to talk college football today.
That was a good old box joke.
All right, so to start off, before we get started on college football, right there, negative test.
People are there watching on YouTube, but you should be.
Negative COVID test.
I was going to say you had a negative pregnancy test.
I am not pregnant, even though I do have the tits for it.
It would be kind of cool, though.
Huh? I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't like it.
No, modern medicine miracle.
Think about that, though. Think about if you were the first male ever to get pregnant.
The content.
Well, guys, it's 2022. Yeah, it's 2022,
men can get pregnant.
Right, so.
Watch yourself.
Watch social media one time, girls. What kind of fucked up world this is. I got three COVID tests to take home later.
I hate the picture of the COVID cell. It makes me want to die.
The COVID cell?
Because
they put it on there.
Yeah,
bizarre marketing.
It's like
don't get me going.
It's like a video game, and this is the main character.
Yeah,
it's on the box.
And then guess who makes all the money off the tests?
The people that sold you the test.
Yeah.
I thought it was a gray body with red receptacles.
Well, it's all the different variants.
Right,
but you know, because of my
this
phobia
one's blue
that
with purple flowers.
My phobia, it looks like that is key to trigger my phobia.
But, you know, COVID going through New York City pretty quick, so before we got started, I went ahead and took me a COVID test. And
we waited to record until we knew what you had. I had it over the Christmas break, so I think I'm okay.
You had this COVID test over the Christmas break?
No
wonder it's negative.
I had a...
I don't know. I'm tired. Okay, so we got college football.
That's not good. You're tired?
Omicron. I had Omicron.
COVID.
Well, I'm 42 and out of shape. I'm constantly
tired. We've already demonetized ourselves off of YouTube. We've said the word too much.
What word?
COVID.
Oh, okay. Jack, relax.
No. Our video will not get into the formula now.
By the way,
That's too bad.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
Are you working?
Then bleep
tomorrow?
It out.
I will be in the office tomorrow just like I was the year before.
Tomorrow's the anniversary of Jack's favorite day. So
what's not my – I want it on the record, not my favorite day. My dad went to the hospital that day. Not involved with he went to the hospital for – he just was –
he's okay
dehydration.
Now. He's okay now.
Oh, he's good. Yeah. He's good. Probably listening.
He got – never mind. I was gonna play into it. Like, nope.
No, don't do it.
No, he just was like, he had dehydration.
What if you just bleep out that word?
No, it would take, no.
Yeah. No.
It's all good. Well, it won't really affect us that much.
We're not getting money off this anyway.
Yeah.
Well, we are.
Well, you've been catching money off the show?
No. Well.
What if Jack's just rich?
I do get paid.
I guess you do get a check.
I get a check from the company.
Yeah, once every 4 weeks, right? That's when I get mine.
Two. Once every 2 weeks.
Not me. I only get half of what y'all get, I think.
Oh, my God.
That probably actually is true with you. How did you come up with this many notes? We didn't even talk about what we were going to talk about.
It's the national championship.
I want to read your notes.
No. Have you heard of it?
No, these are my notes. We said we were doing a national championship preview today.
You know where my notes are?
Your head.
No, that's not true. You always write notes.
I don't have them today because I had the COVID test.
That is true.
I usually have them in my head too, because we usually do the show the same day as the college football show. Today we did the pro football show, and then I had like an hour and a half before, and I really needed to actually write my thoughts down, because then if not, I would start talking about like the Buccaneers or something.
Don't talk about the Buccaneers.
Well, I mean.
But you know what? If we're being honest, your pro responsibilities and your college responsibilities could clash soon. If it's to be believed that Jim Harbaugh might be going back to the NFL.
I know. I saw that.
Wouldn't that be a kick in the dick for Michigan?
Kick in the dick.
If you are, if you've tried for the last decade to get back on Ohio State's level, you've tried to get in the playoff, you tried to have a magical season, you finally do it, and the guy that struggled with you and that built you and that got here – goes to the NFL. I don't think he's going to the NFL.
And also the way that Bruce Feldman, and shout out Bruce Feldman, I think he does a great job. The way that the tweet is worded is like, might be tempted.
Right.
You know, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, well, every coach might be tempted.
This is one of those that is a lot like what Schefter did for Kingsbury a couple of weeks ago, where it's, you know, in exchange for information, every now and then an agent might say, hey, my guy could be tempted to go to the NFL.
Also, let's not forget.
Unless Michigan pays him some more money.
He just took a pay cut this year.
Yeah.
It may be time to reverse that.
He needs to get that money back. Yeah.
I mean, and that's – I did feel like this one is much more believable than the Kingsbury one, because it was like, why the hell would he – I mean, especially at the time, the Cardinals were like the winningest team in the NFL. Like, why would he go back to college at that point?
Yeah.
When I saw this, I was like, I don't think that it's true. There's a little bit of smoke around it, but I don't see him doing it. However, if you're a Michigan fan, this year, because of the way that, I mean, granted, they got their asses kicked in the playoff, but it would be a huge kick in the dick. Because
it would be, but I kind of want it to be true just because I want to see him go after Luke Fickell. I want to see Luke Fickell be Michigan's coach. Wouldn't that be funny? Luke Fickell, who's supposedly waiting for the Ohio State job and has been their interim coach before and has built Cincinnati. Wouldn't he be hysterical?
And the craziest part is, I guess it's the Raiders' job. Everyone was saying the Bears.
Yeah. The Bears makes geographical sense, but they're –
He also played for the Bears.
Yeah. It's true. He did play for the Bears.
But it doesn't matter as much in the NFL. You have much more ties to the college, of course.
Right.
But.
Plus, he's been linked with 5 or 10 NFL organizations at this point.
Yeah, almost. I would assume, yeah. I remember when it was like, oh, the Jets may hire Jim Harbaugh. Oh, this team may hire Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. But I will say he did buck the trend where it was like, oh, he always wears out his welcome. Right now, he is not where – he almost wore out his welcome at Michigan and completely flipped it.
Well, he also bucked a trend in the fact that when you see a guy that's getting those conversations, is this his last year? If he doesn't beat Ohio State, is he out? Or should he have been fired last year? When a guy gets to that point, they usually don't pull out of the tailspin.
No.
They usually –
especially not right away.
No, they usually don't – they don't right the ship. And he –
Tom Herman.
He righted the – yeah. Just constantly, guys.
Yeah, you could – like even Coach O this year, he didn't right the ship.
Justin Fuente, Virginia Tech.
We could name like every coach that's
every coach
fired.
Has been fired, yeah. Usually when you get to – and he was – I think he was on the – if not the hot seat, the warm seat. I think Harbaugh was on a warm seat.
Was Dabo ever on a warm seat?
I don't think Dabo ever got to a warm seat.
There was the Clemsoning thing, but everyone was like, wait, he is putting together 10-win seasons.
I think you could tell what Dabo was doing.
Okay.
I think, you know, if Dabo had kept Clemsoning, yeah, he would have gotten there, but I don't think.
He could be coming on to one now.
Yeah, no. I don't. I think he's five.
He would have to have five of.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Season,
like, he ended with 10 wins.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if that pattern, he seemed to pull around the end of the season, but what we saw in the beginning and middle of the season, if that continued on mm-hmm. for another 2-3 years, then he would.
I guess. Yeah.
He'd really have to. I mean, like, Clemson, like, was a. Not a. It, they I mean, were the butt of a joke.
Yeah.
They were the butt of a joke, and he made them into, like, a powerhouse.
They weren't a whole joke. You're right.
And Clemson wasn't that long ago.
No. It was a decade ago.
Even less than that.
Yeah,
remember when West Virginia made them? They were at the biggest when West Virginia destroyed them in that Orange Bowl,
70 to something.
Yeah, with Geno Smith, they were like one of the biggest jokes out there.
What year did Clemsoning stop? Like 2016
when they made it to the national championship
and 15,
almost beat Bama.
Yeah, 15.
15, yeah.
And they beat Baker's second Oklahoma. Oh no, first Oklahoma.
Because that was the first year. That's when they beat Florida State for the first time. Because Florida State had been the last BCS title game, and then in the playoff, and then Clemson beat them and took over the top spot.
Yeah. So it's been 7 years.
I think you can make that argument.
But not just 7 years of being better than that. 7 years of
being
two national titles, or is it three? Is it two or three?
No, it's two.
It's two. Yeah.
They beat Bama twice.
Yeah. Beat them 44-18.
They lost to LSU, and then they lost to
Bama.
So they've been in four. And then the playoffs all the time, too.
Yeah.
The time they lost to Bama is when Trevor Lawrence had the all-time stat from ESPN where it was, like, the most overthrows.
No, that was LSU.
That was LSU.
That was LSU two years
ago. That was 2 years ago.
Can we talk about – and we're going to preview the national championship game in a minute.
Okay.
We'll talk about a little bit of news that's out there in the world. If you guys want to talk about bowls, we can. I personally don't think there's anything about Kansas State and LSU or – I mean, the Rose Bowl was fantastic.
The Rose Bowl was awesome.
The Rose Bowl was fantastic. And I actually went back and looked because, you know, growing up in the South, I never cared for the Rose Bowl. It never mattered to me. But over the last 10 years especially,
it's been really good.
Proper Rose Bowls, and I'm not talking about when it's in the playoff, proper Rose Bowls, you know, the average margin of victory is like 3.5 or something.
It's always awesome. I know you think that it's a little bit overrated from like a standpoint.
I think they like to smell their own shit too much.
Well, I completely disagree. I love the Rose Bowl. I will say that this year – and it was, you know, it wasn't just my take. Everybody on the internet had it. It's like the fans not having different colors, like not being split did take away from it, whatever. But and the game was so fucking good. So fucking good.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. But did the Big Ten, I don't know. Like Ohio State was soft as hell. I think Ohio State's Ryan Day should get a little bit more guff and a little bit more heat for wasting an all-time offense this year.
I've always been since you remember that Clemson game from 2 years ago that he got off the field immediately and complained about losing when they blew that lead against Clemson and Trevor Lawrence. Trevor played great that game, and Justin even played great that game through that interception in the end zone at the end. But he got off the field and immediately complained. I'm not sold on Ryan Day.
Yeah, like he took an offense this year that's a national title winning offense, and he put a defense out there with 4- and 5-star recruits everywhere and just blew it. Like they won the Rose Bowl, but they gave up 45 points to a Utah offense that's okay.
And they went down 14-0 at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like that's,
and if Cam Rising didn't get hurt, who knows?
Who knows? There's that one drive where Utah didn't do much.
Yeah.
And then that was the difference in the game. But
fantastic game. The Oklahoma State Notre Dame game was fantastic.
One more thing. Utah's uniforms and helmets with the roses on them.
And the cleats, yes.
What's that?
We're great.
Oh, yeah, we're great. Oh, yeah. I thought you said we're great. I'm like, I didn't do it.
Oh, no.
Brandon designed them.
Yeah, the uniforms were great. I thought they were fantastic. I love weaving the rose into a uniform.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl is the GOAT.
I disagree. But
I mean,
It is. But I still think as college football evolves, the Rose Bowl just tries to stay the same and slow down college football evolution. I think that's bullshit.
Well,
I don't think it's true.
We would have playoffs on every New Year's Day if it wasn't for the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl stands in the way, so we have to watch it on New Year's Eve, which kind of stinks.
That does stink, yeah. I don't like that part.
So one thing about the Sugar Bowl there, Baylor beats Ole Miss, which Ole Miss is going to be god-awful garbage next year. They've lost everybody. But McCarroll had a sprained ankle.
Yeah, I know.
McCarroll sprained his ankle.
We have to talk about
this. Yes, But in the moment.
No, no, no. You know that you.
In the moment.
You know
it looked way worse.
He did this against Auburn, too.
He got carted off twice this year with a sprained ankle.
Yeah. Okay. But in that
drama
moment,
queen, diva.
Yeah, listen to
that
me.
That stuff hurts, though.
It's a sprain. It's football.
Listen.
Yeah, I agree with you.
How did you know it was a sprained ankle?
I didn't know.
So that's the thing.
Have you ever rolled your ankle of your full weight?
He knew. When they went back and they got it looked at, they knew. And he came back out on crutches and did the whole thing. And he didn't even have ice on his fucking ankle, Casey.
We have to talk about college football Twitter and every – I think there was a part of Twitter on Saturday night. When was that? Saturday? Yeah, it was Saturday.
Sure, yes. Yeah.
Whatever day it was.
January 1st.
I think they were hoping for a top 10 draft pick to get injured so they could scream from the top of the mountains that they were right. Like, this is why they opt out Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah.
Listen, I agree with you that there were probably people that were like low-key rooting for it, just like, you know, the other situation that's happened in the last couple of years. I won't say the word, Jack. It was like almost people were rooting for it. When he got hurt and he was getting carted off, my first reaction was he should not have played this bowl game, and this is why.
Mm.
But he wanted to play the bowl game.
Like, he should have people – because at the time we didn't know it was a sprained ankle. Right. At the time we didn't know what it was going to be, and it was like, okay, there should be people in his camp – or I don't even know, does the coaching staff be like, bro, you're going to be a top quarterback pick in this draft. Don't play this game.
But then why did he play against Mississippi State?
What do you mean?
Why did he play against Mississippi State?
Why he's asking why would this game arbitrarily not mean any more than that?
Because it's so much closer to the draft.
Nah, it's a month and change.
Like, if he got seriously injured in this game, his draft stock would have fallen.
But it's same with Mississippi State. That game was meaningless. Right.
Here's what I think it's really stupid that we argue about why do college football players opt out of meaningless games. The answer isn't to come up with a fast and hard rule. Oh, they should opt out of meaningless games or they shouldn't opt out of meaningless games. What we should do, the responsibility and the answer and the solution here is to make sure the games aren't meaningless anymore. Let's add meaning to the games. Let's expand the playoff. This was number 7 against number 8. That should fucking matter.
Absolutely.
That should matter. And everybody says this. They want to come up with this, and they see these players opting out. Well, guess what? Him winning the Sugar Bowl wouldn't have mattered at all. Kenny Pickett winning the Orange Bowl wouldn't have mattered at all. But if it did matter, both guys would have played, and nobody would have questioned it at all because it matters.
Exactly.
Make it matter. Make it matter. Make these guys have an incentive to play football.
Expand the playoff. That's the whole thing. I mean, you're 100% right about Baylor versus Ole Miss. That game completely different if the playoff is expanded. No one would have had any question if Matt Corral should be playing or not.
But why did the ACC championship matter for Pittsburgh?
To win a championship?
But it's the ACC, and it's like...
Yeah, but I guess, I mean, there's a competitive nature of wanting to win a championship.
But then there's a competitive nature of wanting to win the Sugar Bowl as well.
There is, and it's...
Yeah.
What's the difference between the ACC championship and the Sugar Bowl if you're not in the playoff
But convention? It's an individual's ability or an individual's decision to say, is the risk worth the reward for me? And I guess Kenny Pickett said the risk is worth the reward, or the reward is worth the risk in the ACC championship, but not so much in the Orange Bowl. That was his choice
to make. My question would be why. More people watched. Yeah. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. You're right.
When people say bowl games are meaningless, even all the way down to the, the Bad Boy Mowers Bowl?
Right.
Or even, like, the lowest of low bowl games.
I believe you're talking about the Bad Boy Motors Gasparilla Bowl.
Yep. Which I love. But why, once you lose twice, why does it matter? In the season.
I mean, it doesn't.
In theory, it doesn't. But to me, it's like, if you're during the regular season, it's like opting out. I mean, I guess what you're saying is if they start losing and they know they have no shot.
Matt Corral lost to Alabama, I think he should have opted out.
Well, I mean, Jack, we're already seeing, and people are like, when are we going to see in-season opt-outs? We're already seeing it. You think Derek Stingley was that hurt this year? Or you think LSU stunk?
No, I think that's what's going to happen now.
It's happening. I think it's already happened.
And I don't think, like, if you don't think Matt Corral should have played in the Sugar Bowl, then I don't think you could make an argument that he should have played against Mississippi State.
I don't really care about any of that. It was his decision. I'm just saying.
His body, his choice.
The man had a sprained ankle, and he got carted off twice. Diva. That's Matt Corral. I wouldn't have that on my team. Wouldn't have it. Can't do it. Can't win with it.
I
they beat your.
I feel like in the moment, mm-hmm. he might have thought it was worse. How does he know?
Yeah, but when he
how do you know how bad an injury is?
You don't. But he came out on crutches, and he soaked that. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Well, I guess if you get carted off the field, you absolutely have to come back on crutches, like no matter what the findings are. You can't just, like, waltz back out there.
Any of these other bowls raise your skirt up?
Fact that the Marcus Freeman era started off so well, 28-7 lead, and everyone's like, he's here. This is the offense that Brian Kelly's been holding back.
Right.
And then they lost it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that was always fool's goal. Like, it's Jack Cohn. It's Jack Cohn. And even if Jack Cohn throws 300 yards in the first half, it's not really sustainable. Oklahoma State had opt-outs on defense. Their defensive coordinator left. So, you know, Notre Dame's fine. I don't think the Marcus Freeman era took any hit at all. You know, Kentucky beats Iowa in a 2017 game, which is the most Iowa score in the history of football.
So gross.
You know, Arkansas kills Penn State. Kansas State beats the shit out of LSU, who had 39 players. I mean,
these
cancellations, you know, the Arizona Bowl and everything, LSU really probably shouldn't have played that game.
No, I know. And you guys said it yesterday on Pick Central when I was just sitting in there because I didn't want to be at my desk. The fact that game was last night, and when this comes out, it does come out tonight, whatever. On January 4th at 9 p.m., between two teams, one being 6-6 and one being 8-5 or 7-5, is the most ridiculous thing ever.
No, I think it was because it was a one-time thing because this year they had too many bowl games.
I thought that was the Army-Missouri Bowl, though.
Yeah, but
new.
That would have – that's when the – that game would have happened when the Army-Missouri Bowl happened.
Oh, okay.
And they moved it.
I understand. It was just, like, buffoonish. It's just like, we don't need, like, after the New Year's Six Bowls, we don't need anything till the national championship. And I know it's like, oh, we'll never complain when there's football on, and that's fine. Rolling that game out there last night is just a clown show.
Jack, I have a question. I asked you because I think you're the most likely to disagree with me. Last night I tweeted it. I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, no.
I'm going to sneeze. I'm going to sneeze. Hold on.
Hold on. Swallow. Ew, not in your hands.
I'm negative.
You just rubbed it on the.
You are negative.
Hand.
I don't think you sneeze.
Well, you also have to sneeze
it.
Into your hand.
Huh?
Your elbow.
Oh, your elbow.
Oh, I'm supposed
or
to
your shoulder,
elbow.
Yeah.
I didn't
yeah,
mean yeah. to. I didn't want to sneeze.
All right. I agreed with
I tweeted out yesterday a picture of the – it was the 16th anniversary of the Rose Bowl with Texas and USC, 41-38. You know, routinely referred to as one of the greatest college football games of all time.
Yes.
And I don't think there's any disagreement. But I took it even further. I said, was this the peak of college football? I personally think it might have been. I mean, ever since then, and boy, Alabama fans are not intelligent enough to take this. Ever since then, Alabama has absolutely grabbed the sport by the throat and had it in a chokehold and dominated the sport. And that's great for them, and they earned it, and they got the best coach of all time. It's fantastic. Give them their flowers. It kind of sucks for the rest of the sport. And this is the last time I remember, because since then, one team outside of the Southeast has won the national title. That's 2014 Ohio. Since then, it's become a regional sport. This was Texas. This was Southern California, two of the biggest states in the country. The Bright Lights, the Rose Bowl, Keith Jackson, Vince Young, Reggie Bush. I think that's the peak of college football right there.
I mean, I definitely agree.
And I'm from the SEC.
Yeah, I definitely agree that that's – I mean, it's the last time we've seen parity at all. I mean, you just said it, and that's why people get so mad about the SEC. It's like, oh, SEC bias, all you talk about the SEC. Well, the SEC has run the sport of football since that game. I mean, that's just a fact, and that's great if you're an SEC fan. I did reply to you.
Stay right there. Okay, I won't talk about that, Katie. Go ahead.
I did reply to you that I don't know about your take necessarily, but we've talked about it on this show.
Yeah.
That is the most heartbreaking game in my lifetime not involving A&M.
Yeah, you were rooting against your rival.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like when you tweeted that picture, I had PTSD of being in high school watching that happen.
But you've said before you like Vince Young, right?
Well, I think he's really fucking good. But yeah. Like, I mean, I don't like hate Vince Young, but like that game – was just the pinnacle of heartbreak, not with maroon and white on the field.
So I said to back up that it was the peak of college football, it was huge ratings, Keith Jackson, Rose Bowl, the star power I think is unmatched since then. And then I had people responding to that. I think people confuse star power with football talent here when they say what they say. Like Barstool SEC, which who's running this account? Is this guy a moron? Is this guy an idiot?
I think last time
I need to get Mintz to fire him?
Last time I checked, was a Georgia guy.
We haven't talked about that. Mintz firing the Viceroy Ole Miss.
Yep.
Just fired him.
Yeah.
Mintz. Wow, he's just
Mintz is what y'all pretend that I am.
I don't pretend shit.
No, what everybody at Barstool pretends I am.
The most Ole Miss looking kid, wasn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I know the new kid's name too. I'm gonna make fun of him one day.
You told me you said
you wouldn't let me.
Why not? They work for the company.
Yeah, no, no, I can make fun of them.
It's that's the line. Like when stuff with Ohio State happened. Yeah.
Yeah, but
if Katie wasn't involved, we could.
All right, I'm gonna pull this card one day.
What do you mean?
But the Ohio State thing is fine.
No, I'm gonna say no. We can't talk about that. No.
With the Ohio State, they got in the mud, so that like that's their own thing. They brought their names out themselves. Whereas this kid, like, he's new. Brandon's making his hair wet again.
I mean, the last podcast.
Yo,
if you go back,
throw me it.
Yeah, if you look at it, it smells so good. It's great. It's I love. Shout out Fleischmann. I love this. But if you
the podcast for a while,
if you go back and look at the progression,
that feel good
on New Year's Eve. Like the progression from when we started to when we ended, it looked like Brandon had taken a shower during the podcast.
So what I really did. What I've done is I've stopped using the product, paste. And I just do this every now and then.
Let's talk about Star Power though.
You need to make sure there's still a little volume because if it's slicked back,
I know,
too
but
close
it,
to your
it,
head,
it, when it dries,
it's dry out.
When it dries, it pops back up.
Yeah.
Come on, Katie. You think I'm some
Star
sort
Power
of crumb bum over here? Star Power.
Don't forget,
okay, Trevor Lawrence was a star.
Stop. Barstool SEC said, we haven't gotten close to the Star Power since? ! Please compare the two rosters in this game to the two rosters in 2018 Alabama-Georgia National Title Game or 2020 LSU-Clemson or 2017 Alabama-Clemson. First of all, two of those games fucking sucked. Two of those games were awful. LSU beat the shit out of Clemson. Alabama lost to Clemson by 28 points. So two of those games sucked. Went from a – I'm not describing – Texas USC from an NFL perspective. I'm not saying this many first round picks, although 60 players from that game did end up going and playing NFL football. I'm saying in 2005, Reggie Bush and Vince Young were on a different world, a stratosphere of stardom. They just were. And then you had Matt Leinart, who didn't go on a great pro career, but it was a college football star. He'd won 34 games in a row. He had already won a Heisman. There were three Heisman finalists in 2005. They were all on that field. And then you had Lindale White. You had just on and on and on and on and on. Imagine since then we've had stars like Cam Newton. We've had stars like Johnny Manziel. We've had stars like Tim Tebow. We've had stars like Lamar Jackson. Now imagine three of them were playing in the same football game for a national title and it ended 41-38.
That's where I think the people were, especially this specific tweet, where people were confused about what you were saying. They were misinterpreting what you were saying.
Right.
Because you weren't talking about, like, Vince Young being, like, the biggest star in college football.
Stop
like,
right there.
You wouldn't have, like, that's not what you were saying. Like, yes, obviously he was, but, like, all those guys you just mentioned have been arguably bigger stars. I would put Tim Tebow bigger than Vince Young as a star. I would put Johnny Manziel as a bigger star.
Johnny was. Tebow, yes. Tebow's probably the biggest star in college football
history. I
mean,
I don't think Johnny passed. He was on the cover of Time magazine.
I don't think he passed Vince Young in stardom.
Oh, I do. Like,
he
by
was
far.
Like, he was a pop culture star.
Drake was wearing his jersey.
Yeah, I would say he, like,
Vince
maybe,
Young was huge, guys.
Okay, well, the thing
is, I was
seven.
Vince Young wasn't even the biggest star in the game. Reggie Bush was.
Vince Young was huge. I think that the biggest difference between all those guys we're talking about, and even Tim Tebow falls into this as well, is not having social media. Johnny Manziel took over social media. Mm-hmm. You know, like, everything was about him. And, like, he hit millions of followers immediately, whereas, like, back then, you didn't have Twitter. You didn't have Instagram. You didn't have that. So you might be right in it to a certain degree. The problem with what people had with your tweet was they weren't understanding that you were saying they were all in the same game playing for the national title.
Well, no, I was saying, as college football stars, Vince Young and Matt Leinart were gigantic. So was Reggie Bush, and they were all in the same
game. That's right. But people weren't I think there were people saying, look at the full roster.
How would you compare it to Trevor versus Tua?
I don't think Tua was ever that gigantic of
or
a star.
Or Jalen versus Deshaun.
Not close. Not close to me.
Okay.
Not even kind of close. Burrow against Trevor is probably the closest.
Okay.
Definitely.
But again, I don't think Trevor Lawrence reached the stardom that Vince Young and Matt Leinart did, or Reggie Bush. I think Joe Burrow did, but I don't think Trevor Lawrence ever did. I think Trevor Lawrence, football people know about him and everything, and now he's in the NFL. Now he's got his shampoo commercials, but I'm not sure Trevor Lawrence is a college football icon to the level of Vince. No, I am sure. Trevor Lawrence isn't a college football icon to the level of Vince Young or Matt Leinart.
I don't.
Didn't win a Heisman. You know what? I think it's all an age thing.
But like you Vince
no, I know. Heisman. No, I know.
Huh?
Vince didn't win a Heisman.
Vince didn't, but Vince won this national title.
The way, the way that he won
in this big game.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm just – maybe it's where I was in life. 2005 was a big year for me. I was 26. You were 29. Jack was 7. Katie was going to be born soon.
I'm going to be honest. I look at Vince Young's college stats, and I'm just like, that's it?
Jack, this motherfucker.
Jack,
hold on.
You're telling me a sophomore year. You're telling me sophomore year, this star who threw for 12 touchdowns and 11 interceptions – like, was, like, just, like, everyone.
He didn't become the huge star until his junior year.
Okay.
And he finished that junior year by lighting Michigan up in the Rose Bowl. And
junior year was when he played in.
Okay, well, excuse me. Okay. So, he really had a period of, because I don't think he started his sophomore year as a starter. I don't believe. Maybe he did.
He played in 12 games.
The Rose Bowl against Michigan the year before.
Yeah.
They took a month, and they got ready for that game, and then he dominated, and he became a star. And then he entered that next season as, watch out, look out for this guy. And, I mean, you gotta include the rushing stats with this guy too. But 3,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
No,
these are 2005 offenses, not 2021 offenses. Okay. Vince Young was something.
He was. And, I mean, and obviously at that time my school was in the same conference, so it was really shitty to have to play against Vince Young. But I still, from a star power standpoint, and again, it's a semantics and it depends on how you would define that, do you think age comes into it, like what you've been watching? But also it's kind of like did you see how Cooper Kupp was like, you can't compare like 17 game season records to 18 game season records? Like, yeah, fine, but that's what we do. A&M had a national championship pre-segregation. So I still say that, you know, it was national title. I think that pre-social media versus social media does play a massive factor in star power.
All right, I'm going to put out a poll, and this is I think it might go y'all's way. I'm going to say, who's the biggest college football star?
How many slots do you
have? I'm doing four. No, I'm doing three, because we've talked about these three.
I thought we've talked about four.
Well, I know Tebow's a bigger star.
He's talking Manziel.
I'm doing Manziel, Vince Young, Trevor Lawrence.
You didn't want to put Cam Newton?
No, because I
Cam was massive.
I'm dealing with one thing at a time now. Okay. who's the last? Trevor Lawrence.
What about Joe?
What is the actual tweet?
The longer
I don't know, Casey. It's who is the biggest CFB star of this group?
You know, I'm going to do the handshake emoji tweet right now.
Vince Young, Johnny Manziel.
Vince Young, Joe Burrow.
Who?
Vince Young, Joe Burrow.
Well, Joe
Both
Burrow.
Came on there last year and were stars by the end, but they weren't like Johnny. Johnny was a star for three years.
Like a pop culture star. Johnny
so should
still...
I just put Vince Young against Johnny?
Sure, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Two
all right.
Texas schools?
Yeah. All right. And you'll rile up Aggies in Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, you,
yeah. And I'm just asking a question.
You
who's
yeah,
the,
yeah. Oh, you are about to.
Who's
you know,
the biggest?
Heisenberg. What did he throw? In Breaking Bad when
I'm
he exploded
not a nerd.
Everything.
I don't watch nerd things.
Oh my, Breaking Bad is not a nerd thing. Fuck off. But you're basically just you're Heisenberging the A&M Texas
we'll see.
Twitter right now. I gotta retweet it. I put it out very simply. And I know, you know, people roll their eyes when I talk about Johnny on this podcast, but like when I first moved to Boston and then moved to New York, like everyone wanted to talk to me about Johnny Manziel that were not college football fans. I mean, when he came into the office when we did comeback season, Jack, you remember how like everyone just like flipped the fuck out.
Okay,
like,
but this is a good discussion though. This is a good discussion.
You know, it's a great discussion, but you know what I hate?
What?
That I'm involved in it because now everyone's gonna be like, well, of course you're gonna talk about Johnny Manziel, but it's like,
Casey's doing this when it's really me.
Connor
Nutt says Vince Young was the better player, Johnny was the bigger star. I don't know. If you're gonna say Johnny was the bigger star, I think the argument's there that he was a better player too.
No, I think I go back to social media. Like I go back to the, you know, I mean, Johnny Manziel was in rap, like Lil Wayne was rapping about Johnny Manziel. Like I think that from a pop culture standpoint, I mean, Johnny didn't win a national title.
Right.
Now he did win a Heisman, but he didn't win a national title.
That's true, yeah.
But like I think they're different, but from star power, I do think pop culture matters.
I think it might go 50-50 here.
Well, it's
because you have 50-50 schools. Like because
I got the right, I got the first guy saying the rise of social media gives Manziel the boost, and then I got
you got results a bit.
Well, can I please
tell you, you know what's going to happen here is that even...
Oh, like, it's already moving.
Even if you're a Texas fan, you're not going to vote against Vince Young, even if you believe Johnny Manziel is it, and vice versa. Like, this is going to be such a skewed poll because of that.
Okay. There's enough other people, I think. So
let it play out. I figure y'all are going to cancel each other out.
Maybe. I'm retweeting it.
Refresh it again.
You know, I'm hoping my retweet hits.
You haven't retweeted it yet?
I just retweeted.
Yeah, you ought to be able to get you ought to juice Johnny's numbers up real quick.
Yeah, because I have an A&M following. You know who I'm? Well, never mind.
What was that?
Nothing.
It's going back.
Shout out Kirk Herbstreit. Kirk Herbstreit had a take the other day, and then everybody just descended from the clouds to say, "Oh, Kirk Herbstreit's the worst person." Why can't we just have right takes that? Maybe skew right, maybe skew wrong, maybe you disagree with him, but why do we have to act like Kirk Herbstreit's the devil because he says this thing? He wasn't insulting an entire generation of athletes the way people act like. Like, he has a take, and he went, what?
It kind of sounded like, I agree with you with your point, but when he said this generation of college football player, it was like, doesn't love football.
It was kind of a generalization.
He did say that.
I disagree, and I think his take was more nuanced than that. I think he was saying... I think a guy that doesn't play a bowl or opts out of a bowl doesn't only love football. Like, I feel like you play 4 years of college football.
Yeah.
You love football. You wake up at 6 a.m. and you do it. You love football. You do what you got to do to be a football player. I think you love football.
Yeah, but you also...
But you don't only love football. You love your family who you can make money for. You love yourself. You love money.
You love money. But, I mean, who amongst us?
I don't love money.
Everyone loves money. Now, there are people that love money more, obviously, and there are people who don't care about money to a certain degree, but everyone cares about money in some form or fashion. I don't think if you're a guy that knows that you can change generations of your family with the NFL, and you, especially a top draft pick, a first rounder, second rounder, and you know that that money could change your kids' lives, your grandkids' lives, whatever, and you don't play full 4 years, I don't think it means you love football less. I think it means that you care about taking the next level, taking the step to the next level to make money off of what you love.
All right, let's talk the national championship game.
I will say one thing. I think the reason it also came so badly, but that because Kirk, when he was playing, he didn't have the same opportunities. He didn't have the NLI.
As a backup.
Yes, but even not just him specifically. Whereas like he is someone who didn't have the opportunities, is shooting on people who do have these opportunities, especially with the NLI money. That I think that's another reason. It was like, oh, I didn't get it, so you don't get it. Like, kind of like the old school talk of the new school. So if it was another person who ever played football, it definitely would not have been taken the same way.
Yeah, and it's also it happens in every sport at every level. It's like the old school thought versus a new school thought. And
well, not just sport. Every generation thinks the next
generation.
Right, I mean,
in 20, 30 years, they're going to look back at like this generation and be like, oh, you know, whatever. That's just the way it goes. That's just life.
All right, so we have one college football game left in the season.
Sad.
And it is Georgia against Alabama for the national championship.
We will be streaming from Hoboken.
We will, yeah.
We're having, like, Dan will be on it.
I'll be there.
Yeah, Dave will not be.
I'm allowed to be on this one.
Well, that's because Dave's not going to be there. We also will do a React podcast right afterwards, per usual.
Yeah.
So just go ahead and mark your calendars for that.
Yeah, we'll have it out, you know, as soon as we can after the show, as long as we don't fight in the Hoboken house.
We're doing it at the Hoboken house?
Well, we're all going to be there.
Maybe come on over there.
I'm sorry, Jack. We're streaming from there, though.
You're going to be the...
No, just... Sorry, Roughnecks. It'll take a lot longer to get it up.
Oh, really? Well, that stinks. You could record it and then come back here and...
That's what takes so much longer.
I'll hit you in the eye.
I'd prefer not to.
I'll hit you in the eye.
All right, let's get back to the national championship game.
Jack's probably excited for the college football season to be over, so he gets his Saturday nights back. I mean, we all have been working Saturday nights, but he works until Saturday mornings.
He brings dates here.
Oh.
No, yeah. I don't.
Yeah, he does. They watch it in the game.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
I've brought
7 girls.
32 girls here.
32 girls.
And none of them were on dates.
That's more interesting than...
Don't salt his game.
I was kidding.
First of all, don't salt his game. Like
Don't salt his game?
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Is that a thing?
I get
that's
what
an
old
saying. School thing. It's
I get
a,
what
it's
she's saying.
That, you know what it's from? Bringing Down the House with Queen Latifah.
Oh, yeah, of
course. And Steve Martin.
Yeah, sure.
Steve Martin, Betty White, R.I.P. Yeah. Steve Martin.
Talk about old takes exposed.
Betty yep. White and Queen Latifah. Yeah. Great, great film. Yeah, I threw a film tag on it. Don't blow up his spot.
Betty White.
Oh yeah, an all time, like, people really mushed that one, huh?
Well, yeah, People Magazine.
Yeah. Oh yeah, literal people
like
yeah.
literal People Magazine mushed it. Yeah, like they assholes. Mm. She was 13 days away, right?
I think
we got to give her credit for 100.
Nah. Oh yeah, you have to.
Yeah, you have to draw the line somewhere.
You got to break the tape. Is that what you're saying?
No, you got to, like.
She's lived through so many leap year days.
I saw
a tweet that was all right. There's enough leap years that covered because January 17th is her birthday.
Okay, so yeah, yes. She would have lived through about 24, 25 leap years.
Right? Yeah, right. So technically she's over 100.
Yeah,
no,
but then
no,
we have
leap
to
year,
do
leap
it
year days
some.
Are accounted into years.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They're folded into years. We account for leap year days.
If Betty White start changing these things, then like men are going to start having
Anarchy.
Babies.
Right.
What a callback, Jack.
Thank God we're going down to Washington tomorrow, huh, brother?
No. I said no.
Oh.
I'll be in the office.
I thought you rented a van.
I'm actually, I'm live streaming myself in the office the entire day.
You really should. You should just be live on our YouTube, just like you working.
God,
to prove that you're here.
I wish I had more leg
Big
room.
Big T got
yeah, like, yeah, don't.
I
would
somehow figured out a way to like get you, like trick you into the green screen room or something and record you for a while.
It's like, yo, Jack, I really need to talk to you about something. Like, this is like, don't tell Casey, don't tell Katie.
Stand right here. Maybe
stand right here.
Hold,
and then,
hold this blank sign up. Just, yeah. It's not a big deal. Hold
it's
this
not
blank
a big
sign
deal.
Up.
You're going to get a bonus.
So, as far as your leans on something like this, since we just saw the game a month ago, I don't know that. I know for a fact, I feel like your opinion hasn't changed. You rode with Alabama the first time.
Yes.
I assume you're going to ride with Alabama the second time. All I will say is this. Of all the things that happened in college football in 2021, I think the flukiest thing that happened was the way Alabama beat Georgia. Not that they beat them. The way they beat them.
How is that?
The fact that they scored 41 points. The fact that they just in the second quarter, because it was 10-0 in the second quarter. In the second quarter, a switch flipped, and they just – Georgia couldn't stop them. And Georgia hasn't had that happen all year. They've stopped everybody.
I looked it up. They averaged – do you know what their average was before of points surrendered?
6.9
going into
that game. Yeah,
6.9. It was 6.9, and they gave up 41 to Alabama.
Yeah.
Like, that's a huge difference.
How is that a fluke, though, not just Alabama reading the defense and correcting?
I just think once the ball started getting rolled downhill for Georgia, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and where I don't think that's going to happen. Will there be moments Monday night where Alabama moves the ball down the field? Mm. Yeah, I think there will be. I don't think there will be that floodgate moment where all of a sudden you look up, they've got 38 points.
I don't remember who said it. It was one of the college football talking heads, but they said that the way that Alabama beat Georgia is because Georgia treated Alabama's offense like every offense they had played all season instead of treating them like Alabama's offense.
Well, that's actually a great point. I love that point.
I don't remember who said it. I would love to give credit, but
and the way Cincy defended Bryce Young was fantastic. Cincy just kind of hung back and tried to take every receiver away. And said, "All right, you beat us here. You'll get us a couple times, but we're not going to put you run and allow you to outflank us and do all that." And Bryce Young struggled against Cincy. I think Georgia might do that too.
He struggled, but then, and I know Cincy is different than Georgia, but then Alabama had more rushing yards than Cincy's total offense.
Correct, but
Brian Robinson
correct.
Had what over 200 at
but
least.
But Brian Robinson ain't going to do that to Georgia.
But that's what I'm saying. Is
you
like,
can play in a pass. You can play in a defense that's conservative against the pass and doing what Cincinnati did and still stop the run if you're Georgia.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying is, like, Cincinnati only focused on Bryce Young.
But in fairness, just to give the yin and the yang here, when Georgia played Alabama, Brian Robinson wasn't healthy. Alabama didn't have a run game. They still mm-hmm. scored 41. Well, now he is. I mean, look what he just did to Cincinnati. He is healthy, so maybe that changes everything. I think it leads to a lower scoring game, a grinded out game. I think this is a 17-14 game, a 20-17 game, something like that. I think it's very close. And
It's hard to not want to change, or it's hard to change your mind regardless of what side you're on.
Yeah.
Because like you're like, okay, well, if you were on Georgia's side going into the SEC title game, you're like, okay, that was a fluke.
Well, that's what I say. Now, I think a lot of people would watch and say, you know what, I was wrong. Alabama's going to beat Georgia again. I think a lot of people would say that.
Okay. I mean, I was on Alabama then. I definitely, the one thing, you know, that I keep going back to is that it's, you know, it's Kirby's ghost. And obviously Nick Saban, you know, he's 0-4 against Saban, and, you know, they had the overtime game, and I get it. It's not like he's gotten blown out every time like he did in the SEC title game. However, it's still there. But this whole thing about, oh, Georgia has a month to prepare, to change, like, you're talking about Nick Saban. Nick Saban evolves everything. So, like, you can study all the game film that you want from the SEC championship game and from the playoff game, and you still have to be ready for adjustments because it's Nick Saban. You're not going up against a coach that you know is only going to stick with a certain game plan, because yeah. This is the same guy who changed quarterbacks at halftime of the national title game. Like, he can make those adjustments and completely throw you off your game. So that paired with the Kirby Smart ghost thing, to me, is another reason why you take Alabama. And I have an interesting stat for you. You might even know this because you're such a trivia nerd.
Right.
How many times has Alabama been the underdog since Nick Saban took over?
Oh, well, since it hadn't been since like 2015. So like since he took over, I don't know, 5 or 6?
I think it's like 2 or 3.
It's 3.
Yeah.
Do you know what the outcomes of those games were?
I assume Alabama's
3-0. It's only 3?
It's only 3.
No, can't be true. It has to be after that first season.
The first season. Right. Like since 2008. Whatever year it was, it's like a crazy number. It's like 100 and, like, if you look up, whatever.
Fine,
like, no. But it's like, it's a crazy, in whatever span of time, it's hundreds of games.
Turns out Nick Saban as an underdog is deadly.
Yes. So in the first time, 2009 SEC championship versus Florida, they won by 19. 2015 versus Georgia in the regular season, they won by 28. And then this year, 2021 SEC championship versus Georgia, won by 17. So I don't know exactly what time period it is, but I know that it is like hundreds of games, and then there's 3 times he was the underdog.
Yeah, it turns out Nick Saban's a really fucking good coach.
And I was reading like all these quotes from players saying like he does use it as bulletin board material because he's like, oh, well, look, we're underdogs. Like, we have to go. Like, he's not doing the Dallas.
Well, he had players believing they were underdogs when they played Cincinnati.
That was insane.
Yeah, he had players acting like they were the underdogs playing Cincinnati.
So it was what, since 2008?
Yeah, well, since 2009, there's been 3. Yeah. So, I think there are 2 possible realities here. And the first one is Kirby Smart just can't beat Nick Saban. And no matter the talent, no matter who's on the field, Monday night, we're going to find out again that Nick Saban owns Kirby Smart, and Kirby Smart is not going to win a national title at Georgia if he has to go through Nick Saban in Alabama. That's one reality. The second reality is what an incredible movie of a storyline it would be if Kirby Smart had the great year, the 12-0 year, fantastic, and then they face the adversity of the old nemesis. It's like a Rocky movie. Everything's going good. You get in the ring the first time, you get your ass knocked out. Well, you go back and you train. They play some music. You go to Siberia. You lift a bunch of heavy things, and then you get back in the ring. You knock their ass out. That's the Rocky IV ending is at play here, and I think at the end, if I can change, you can change, we can all change. I think Georgia's going to win the national title. That I did say I thought they were going to win the SEC championship, so I could be wrong twice on this team.
But I could be completely wrong about Alabama winning the national title again. And to give Georgia credit too, it's like, you know, they now again. Michigan just played terribly in that playoff game, but Stetson Bennett has been just absolutely slinging it, and they did it against a defense with Aiden Hutchinson and Ajabo, where we were sitting here talking about, like, there's no way that Georgia's – I mean, I know you thought Georgia was going to win, but, like, there's no way we thought it was going to look that bad. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson just didn't exist in most of that game.
Yeah.
So Georgia's offense did get back on track against one of the best defenses in the country in Michigan. So, you know, they obviously made adjustments there. But I don't – it's just – now it's just so hard because it's like, well, we're just talking about the SEC again. It's like the difference between the SEC and the Big Ten in 2021 obviously was a massive gap.
Does anybody think the country needs Alabama to lose?
Yes.
Or does it matter because it's Georgia and it's just like second Alabama?
If it was Alabama, Michigan, yes. I think that people, like, I think that there are so many people out there that aren't huge college football fans that just look at the matchup and just be like, well, it's the same shit again.
I am coming around on the idea that the country needs this Alabama thing to start winding on down, because they have dominated for such a long period of time that they are they're never going to take my joy and my love away from it. But they are hurting the game nationwide, I believe. The West Coast doesn't care right now, and why would they?
You said it perfectly. It's a regional sport at the top right now.
Yeah, because Alabama has made it
that
way.
Well, I know, but, like, I mean, Alabama has made it to a certain degree, but, like, this game is a regional game.
I know, so this particular result wouldn't help, because it's just Georgia.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I think it's different, because it's not the, as we all talked about, it's not the Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State. It's outside of those three if Georgia wins.
Yeah, but Georgia's been in that group, too. But
they haven't. When was the last time they won?
1980, but yeah. They played for a national title in 2007. Like, they've been in that group.
I do agree with you. I think this is just like they're just below the peak. This is them crossing it. They've always been around. It's like Oklahoma when they finally
won.
But you
know that because you love college football. Like, I think that the average American sports fan doesn't know that Georgia hasn't won a national title since 1980.
So you guys have heard me say this stat, which I always thought was amazing. Between 1987 and 2001, Florida State finished top five for 14 straight years, and that is unbelievable. And I don't know if you guys have heard this stat. Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. But I'm going to lay maybe the most impressive stat in the history of college football.
Okay.
Since 2009, how many seasons is that, 12? Alabama has spent at least 1 week at number one every single year. Every single year since 2009, for more than a decade, they've spent at least 1 week at number one. Think of what that means. I mean, like that is – it's the greatest dynasty in the history of college football. It's the greatest coach in the history of college football. And I need him to wind it on down. I need him to go ahead and start making plans. I need him to go hang out on a lake. I need Miss Terry to start raising grandkids. I need something to happen because, fuck, you got enough.
Well, he's almost 70, or he might already be 70.
Yeah, but he's going to Tom Brady this motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying that he's anywhere near retiring, but what I do think that it is a little bit more personal for you. One, because your team is in the same division, just like it would be for anybody that's in the SEC West.
Right.
But from an overall unbiased standpoint, yes, obviously Alabama losing is a bigger storyline. If Michigan was in that spot, incredible thing for America if Michigan beats Alabama. Georgia beating Alabama, yes, in the SEC, that's massive. And if you're a Georgia fan, that's massive. I don't think the country would give near as much of a fuck.
Yeah, I just...
And also, it's the SEC versus the SEC, so then you bring that into it, too. If it's the Big Ten, then you have all of the Big Ten.
I kind of want to return the game to the nation and away from the Southeast for a little bit.
I do,
Southeast
too.
Southeast or Bama?
You know what? If this was Michigan, Alabama, okay, and I know people know I love Michigan. Okay, let's take that off the table. If it was Ohio State, Alabama again... I think
that would be boring,
too. That would be boring. Yeah. Okay, so who... So I have to say Michigan.
I'm happy with this.
From a football perspective, these are the top two teams in the
Correct,
country. There's
I'm
no
saying,
doubt.
I want to return it.
I want Georgia to win.
Yeah.
I would have wanted Michigan to beat Alabama, even though it would have started the whole the Big Ten is better than the SEC, which that also hurts the argument with A&M. But that happens no matter what. I mean, I had Baylor fans all up in my mentions about how badly they beat Ole Miss versus how badly Ole Miss beat A&M. However, it's both SEC teams, so it's like the only conference that can brag about this is the SEC.
I don't want to brag anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
I want to have a chance to beat Alabama once in a while.
You guys get some money.
Jack, you've been quiet.
No, I...
Well, he's upset you called him out about your
beats. No. You guys were having a great discussion.
Yeah. I'm not going to hit you in the eye.
I think Georgia's going to win. I am... of the opinion that it doesn't matter who wins in terms of college football. It will still be the second most popular sport in America in terms of ratings. People will still tune in. People will complain just like they did last year. It won't matter. I think it would be cool if Georgia won, though. We'd get a lot more cool stuff. You'd sell a lot more merch.
Yeah.
It would be like the videos from Georgia on campus after would be awesome.
Like you said, there would be a movie storyline.
Well, it'd be great, but... if Bama wins, I mean, it's like, yeah, people are like, oh, Bama won. There's dynasty sometimes. This one's been a long one, though.
If Bama wins, this it better be a good game.
Yeah, and even it's longer than the Bulls dynasty, right. Longer than the Warriors dynasty.
I mean,
we're
talking multiple decades.
Yeah,
it's 2009 is when
it's Patriots-esque.
I think it's more dominant than that.
It is.
I think it's more dominant than that.
I mean, Tom Brady won 6 rings with the Patriots.
Okay, yeah. Well, Saban has done 6 within a shorter period of time.
Yeah.
So. Like I they're both dominant, but I think Saban Alabama has dominated their sport more than Patriots dominated their sport. And that's they got a harder sport to dominate anyway.
Well, when you put the years, absolutely. I mean, obviously, Saban's had but six less years.
Yeah, but it's not a different. It's not the same sport because Saban, Belichick can't get 20 first round picks a year. He operates with one first round pick a year, one second round pick. Saban can go get 20 first round picks every year.
But there's a
salary cap.
Yeah.
There's also much less of a talent disparity.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, much less.
So,
the thing with Alabama, and I agree with Jack, like, I don't think it necessarily matters from a huge standpoint. Georgia winning, I guess, is a definitely better storyline if you're not an Alabama fan. But it's just the SEC versus the SEC is what people are going to talk about.
All right, so let's go around the room. We will start with Katie's stats.
Final score, straight up, or
final score and champion.
Shit.
We're going to go final score on this bitch.
Okay. Well, I want to pick Georgia, but it worries me that they lost by 17.
Yeah.
Like that. I know you say fluke. So I'm going to say Alabama, probably 21-17.
Casey Smith.
I'm going to say Alabama 28-21.
Jack Mack.
31-20, Georgia.
I love that.
Wow.
Is that the score you were about to pick?
It was close.
31-24.
I'll keep the same margin. So I'll go 28-17, Georgia. 28-17, Georgia.
I'd love for that to happen.
You know what sucked last year? Hmm. And I didn't verbalize my score, but we were talking. It wasn't even on this show, but it was on somewhere else. And I remember thinking, I think Alabama's going to win somewhere around 52-24, and I never said it out loud, and they ended up winning 52-24. So
isn't that the worst?
I hate
you,
it.
And you know what? You're never going to get over those things because I say this all the time. I said Lamar Jackson the year before he won the Heisman when I covered the Kentucky-Louisville game. I was like, this kid's going to win the Heisman next year, and never said it to anybody other than my friends.
That stinks.
And it – didn't gamble on it or anything, and it's just like, fuck. Like, you look back and you're just like, that one really, really got away from me.
All right, Katie, bring up the AMA, because we've talked football for 6 months now, and we're going to transition into off-season shows anyway. I just wanted to do an AMA.
You know what has been popping up more is people requesting you reading my DMs again.
Well, I think
because it's the off-season.
Maybe
but
a couple of weeks after the championship game.
Maybe February.
So Roughnecks, we record an hour. We want you to ask Casey and Brandon anything. Doesn't have to be related to football. Bring the heat. All right, let's go. I'll just okay. What is this? No, go back up. Barstool Dogs. That's Fresno, right?
Yep.
When you're going to go on your College Food Town tours, and when you do, when are you going to do it? And when you do, can you please stop at Doghouse Grill in Fresno, California? Try the tri-tip sandwich. Food and drinks will be 100% covered by me. Yeah, we can do that. I'm not sure we're ever going to be in Fresno, but if we are, that
picture looks so
that
good.
That looks incredible. Yes. Yeah, that looks fantastic. Yes, you put food up there, we're suckers for it.
Well, especially you, because, you know.
Was that a fat joke?
No. Brandon, I just had to pry you away.
Was that a fat joke? I only ate half the honey bun, Casey.
Listen to this. We go to the – listen, Katie, we went to the snacks before the podcast while you guys were setting up, and he immediately grabs the honey bun.
After what you have for lunch?
Yes, he said. He was like, I ate a really healthy lunch. I shouldn't eat this. And I was like, then put it down, Brandon. Put it down. And he was like, you never put down a honey bun. And I was like, and then you
– if you go to the snack counter of your work or the snack thing anywhere, and there's one of those big honey buns and that plastic wraps in there, you eat the honey bun. Sorry. You can't not eat a honey bun.
And then I as we were walking back, I kind of massaged his shoulders a little bit, and I said, it's okay to be fat.
Whoa. Red Ag 95. HR. Red Ag 95. Why do we allow officials to continue to dictate the outcome of games? We have the technology. Why is this dragging so far behind? Why are they never punished or held responsible for bad calls? Has it always been this bad, or has it just been more awful than normal this year? No, I think it's always been this bad.
We just see it way more.
I do think officials. There has to be a world in the future where officials have to answer for this, because I think officials are just human beings out there trying to do a good job. Sometimes they miss, though. Just like coaches are just human beings trying to do a good job, and sometimes they miss. And when they do, they have to answer to the press. They have to answer to the fans. Mm-hmm. They have to answer. Mm-hmm. When a player who's trying to do his best, just a human being, he fumbles a football, he has to go answer for it. And officials, ask them to answer, and I don't know why. Why do they get to have an unassailable job where nobody asks them questions?
And I think that opinion is across the board. I think everybody agrees with that, unless you're an official. I think every single person, no matter who you root for, no matter what, they're like, officials need to be held accountable in a press conference.
Potato Gobbler. Why were the non-playoff SEC teams so bad in the bowls this year without saying meaningless games or opt-outs?
Wasn't the SEC not great?
The SEC, well, that's what he said. The SEC wasn't great.
Yeah, they were 1-5 at one point.
Yeah, the SEC wasn't great. The SEC was awful outside of Georgia and Alabama. I don't know. I don't know that the SEC, I don't know if the bottom or teams past 1-2 in the SEC were all that good this year. Like, Ole Miss was third best team, and Ole Miss wasn't that good. And like Mississippi State at one point, what, I think we finished 7th or 8th in the SEC. We weren't that good.
LSU had 39 players playing.
You know, theirs really was because of an opt-out. You guys didn't play, but like A&M, like you guys weren't – I don't think there was – I think there were two really good teams in the SEC this year.
A&M beat Alabama.
Like, you know. For example, Ole Miss. And this is not hating on Ole Miss because the example I'm going to use. They finished 10-2 and went to the Sugar Bowl. In 2014, Ole Miss with Bo Wallace and them finished 9-3. They beat Alabama that year. They finished 9-3. And they went and lost to TCU in the Peach Bowl. They finished 9-4. That team, that 2014 team, would have beat the ever-living shit out of this Ole Miss team. That team was much better than this.
No,
team.
I do.
The Chad Kelly Ole Miss team finished 9-3, and this one finished 10-2, and Chad Kelly would have destroyed this Ole Miss team.
As a non-Miss Ole Miss hater,
yeah,
I agree. Or yeah.
Well, I'm a non-Ole Miss hater, too. I treat everybody the same. You do. Nick Presley, will you actually make the unnecessary roughness game this year if we all fly to Mississippi, or will you have to answer to higher power again and let your fans down again? Well, we might. Sorry. When the boss says come, you come. Sorry.
I mean, Nick
Presley didn't even fucking go to the fucking thing.
And also,
so.
But Nick Presley also, like, you know,
no,
great,
I think he did go.
Great listener.
Oh, thanks for going.
Great listener. He, you know, always on social media, like, you have a job. You have to answer to your boss, right?
I think he went.
Like, if you don't have to answer Texas? To your boss, then I don't know what kind of job you have. I mean, Dave Portnoy tells you to do something. You do.
Build your
what Dave Portnoy tells you.
No, I'm not reading that. I'm not reading that stupid shit.
Oh, wow. How big of you?
Build your dream vacation.
I mean, just how much is it paying? Oh, God. Okay. Okay. John Squire says, how much is it paying?
Oh, so you read that one.
yeah, I really
do. Of course.
Do.
You're skipping all the like random ones. And
you want me to read the one, will Casey lick Brandon's big toe for an A&M championship?
I would.
For SEC championship. I'd do it for an ACC championship.
Well, I got two big toes.
I read that and didn't even finish reading it before I said yes in my head.
No brainer.
No brainer.
Sports matter.
What are you talking about?
John Squire says, how much does it pain the rest of the podcast to know the heart and soul Brandon Walker's always right? I'm on my fourth trip through the entire podcast, and B90X is a national treasure.
Well,
Hold on. He's going back and listening
I think is this our fourth season? No, it was our third, right?
It's our third.
No, I think that means he's listening to
it. I think he's
gone
back and listened to the whole thing.
Well, listen,
but think about this. Like, when I say I've watched a show X amount of times, I don't mean the seasons. I mean I've watched the entire series X amount of times.
Yeah.
What the? Hey, John Squires, tweet at us.
Have you gone back and listened to every episode four times? That would be – we need to give this man,
also,
like,
have you
some
seen
sort
the
of gift.
Alabama fans doing the emoji with the karate one? The Alabama fans. If you need to identify an Alabama fan on Twitter, they have the karate emoji.
Karate kid, yeah. Which college football player, past or present, would have made the best crossover superstar for WWE AEW? Brian Bosworth, no question. Brian Bosworth. Cash Daniel would have been good.
Deion?
He was too good.
Deion's not yet. Deion's
too
good.
Good
doesn't need
football,
it. Doesn't need it, yeah.
Well, I'm not. Yeah, but I'm talking personality.
Cash Daniel would have been a really good
Cash
one.
Cash Daniel would have been good.
No.
Deion would have been bad. You
I
like
think
Cash
Daniel's one of the most overrated college football players.
We have
ever.
To do Geno's.
But he's not asking is a good college football player. I agree. I didn't think he was.
No, I don't even think he had a good personality.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Who?
Cash Daniel.
You know, I've DM'd Cash before. I like him personally.
I've
gotten
some
DMs about him, too.
Oh, boy.
Someone read
boy.
Geno's.
No, I don't like this. No.
You asked at AMA.
No, I'm not. But I'm not.
Rank your children.
It's the
That's
dumbest
fucked
fucking,
up. Yeah.
But it's the dumbest fucking question because people do this all the time. Rank your children. I'm not going
to
fucking
rank
my children.
You have to answer. I think it's a funny comparison.
It's not a funny. It's not,
yeah,
it's not
it's
a funny.
It's children, too.
You get,
we don't
every
talk
time
about
you put
that.
This out.
No, Casey. The difference between mine and yours is what she's talking about.
Rank your children and rank your drinks.
Yes, that's funny.
But every time I do this, somebody says rank your children. Like, they think it's a funny thing to ask. And it's not a funny thing to ask.
I'm not asking you to do that. I'm asking you to just say the
Gino Fornaro says, Brandon, rank your children. Casey, rank your drinks.
I think that's
the comparison
funny.
Of you having children and me having drinks, I think, is what Katie was talking about.
Yes.
Not your children being compared to each other.
If you could attend any university aside from A&M Mississippi State to play college football, where would you want to go and why?
Like right now?
I don't know.
Or just ever?
I would go.
Oh, you go to Georgia.
Do right now.
I'd go to Wisconsin.
I'd go to Pepperdine.
What? Why?
You'd go be cold?
Go be cold and play Eastern Michigan every year?
Like what?
I love Madison, Wisconsin.
All right.
I'd go to Pepperdine. I'd go University of Hawaii. I'd go to Miami. Like, I'd go somewhere with a fucking beach.
Pepperdine is not a great school to go to. They have very strict rules.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. And it's a great location. Don't get me wrong. But it's like.
Okay, I'd go to Hawaii. I'd go somewhere.
Hawaii, but Pepperdine like, it's so far away.
All right, if I'm a five-star, where would I
Pepperdine
really
doesn't have a football team. Anyways.
That's fine. I would still go.
But it says to play
start
college
one. He's
going to
play basketball.
Start one.
No, yeah. He'll play basketball.
No, I don't know. I
USC, maybe?
USC would be a good one. Somewhere warm with great-looking women. That's where I would go.
A lot of colleges have
great I guess
women.
If you
– Yeah, but not Wisconsin. They're turtlenecks all winter.
Nah, Wisconsin has some demons on their camp.
Demons.
Yeah, and also, don't you knock turtlenecks. If a girl has a nice chest in a turtleneck,
it's really – especially if it's tight. Yeah. No. Casey's
right.
Correct.
Why are you two agree?
No, a black turtleneck.
Guys, you don't have to explain titties to me. No. I know titties. Like, you know,
yes.
That like isn't right. Like thick. It's like
yes.
It's
but
like,
God, you don't have to.
It's
explain.
Like an Under Armour.
I know what to look for if I'm looking for a nice set of titties. There's not going to be
in
titty camouflage out there.
You just brought up turtlenecks.
You
when
you know
you,
how to look in the mirror.
No, I understand.
Oh, what the fuck?
Damn.
What if he called you fat?
I think he probably has at some point. Oh,
I have
oh, you,
not. I've
you,
never
you
done that.
You said
he'd
you wear a large everything.
Spot.
I mean,
all right.
Brandon does
the sex lives of college
what
girls.
What I'm saying is, why go somewhere where the girls are bundled up and it's fucking cold? I don't want to go
Arizona.
Spend my college years where it's 30 degrees in fucking September.
See, yes. I disagree with that because I went to a school where it's hot as fuck, and those games when it's 105,
those do suck.
They suck so bad.
Those
and
do suck.
They
I would
suck.
Not want to play September 3rd in
Absolutely
Texas.
Absolutely not. They're terrible. All of the South, they're awful. Like I remember multiple times at Mississippi State when I would cover games, like my literally just melting on the sidelines. And also, when you're in college, you just get fucked. Well, if you're playing, I guess you're not getting fucked up. But the students, when it's snowing out and they're shirtless. Love that, because you know they don't feel it.
Here's a question for you. Teddy Correa says, Texas summer or New York winter, which is worse?
Texas
I'd say
summer.
Texas summer by far.
Texas summer.
I don't know. Texas summer.
Well, New York winters aren't that bad.
I agree. New York City winters are not even close to bad. If you grew up in the Northeast, even like you went up, you were in Connecticut Connecticut, it's like, it's 10 degrees difference, but it's the difference between 35 and 25, and I think that's the biggest 10 degree difference.
And also, like, I mean, I know I wasn't in Boston for very long, but like when it snows here, and especially in the city,
also people
like
know
it's
how to,
just nothing.
People know how to clean it up.
I like that take.
What?
25 to 35 is the biggest 10 degree difference.
Because 75 to 85, not that much. 85 to 95, a little bit more. 35 to 25, it's the difference between like not feeling anything.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
35, you can walk around. Yes. 25, it's like, I'm not going outside.
Here's the thing. I know there's a lot of people that would disagree with me on that. But because like in the Texas summer, the one thing is like if you're around a body of water, it's fantastic. Like if you're at the beach or if you're on I had a pool at my house that I have. Like if you have, you know, if you're by on a lake, whatever, then it's fine. The problem is like if you're not out of body of water, it fucking sucks.
What about New York City summers versus Texas summers? If you're in New York City,
Texas summers are way better.
Yes.
Because
I don't even know Texas summers.
Because
say
you can go do those things. Like
New
you
York
can
City
go,
summer, if you want to go to a beach, it takes a while to get to. Or something. Like
if
I mean, that's the same in Texas.
No, right, I mean, New York City summers are awful.
Awful, yeah.
But I also love the winter way more than the
when
summer.
When you're cold, you can put on layers. When you're hot, you're just
I'd rather be hot, though.
Oh, no, I'd rather be cold.
I'd rather be hot, too. Tanner Schaefer says, favorite position aside from quarterback for a Road to Glory player in NCAA? I mean, it's running back.
Yeah,
it's not close.
Yeah.
Not even close. Hunter Collette. Casey, would you trade drinking? What is this?
Everyone knows I'm an alcoholic.
Is this an intervention? Would you trade drinking, can never take another sip of alcohol for an A&M National Championship in football?
I have a question. Can I drink after they win?
Yeah, I feel like, let's say.
Like I can celebrate it?
Yeah. No, I don't think so.
No, yes, she can celebrate.
I don't think that question allows that. Would you take drinking, can never take another sip of alcohol for an A&M National Championship football? It doesn't say until they win one. It says never take another sip of alcohol. Would you give up drinks forever if you win a national title?
Wow. That was a no-brainer for me.
There's nothing I wouldn't give up for, other than my kids. There's nothing I wouldn't give up for.
You said
we'll
you
rank
give
them
you,
in
you
which
for,
order
for
you said
you
have your mom killed.
My mom's old.
For
my mom's had a great life.
You said you give up a lot.
If the question was trade drinking until they win and you don't know when it is, it could be when I'm like fucking 80, then yes, because as long as I could celebrate.
Mine's even tougher for me.
I'm just,
Ooh, that's
here's the thing.
That's much
thing.
Harder.
Yours is much harder. Let me, like, I have one. My one thought is like an A&M national championship would mean everything to me, but it would bring me joy for a shorter period of time than drinking does.
You could just be the most prolific weed smoker in the world.
Yeah, you could still true. Do like other drugs.
Yeah, you can do drugs.
Just on cocaine all the time. Right, but like, what? Like not drinking red wine for the rest of my life, I feel like would be worse than never seeing a national title.
All right, and mine is, Brandon, state wins a national title in football, but the only clause is you can never go to Mississippi again, deal or no
that's
deal.
That's way harder than mine.
I can't go home. I can't go fishing. I can't go.
You can go fishing
elsewhere.
You can't
elsewhere. Go, like. You couldn't go to the the championship
parade.
Couldn't go parade.
To the parade. I couldn't go get my flowers. I couldn't, like, go get.
I have something dark to say.
What?
You couldn't even go to funerals.
I couldn't go to anything. I couldn't go see.
No, it would be sad. And if your kids, let's say your kids go to Mississippi State.
Right. I can't go see.
You can't see the kids in college. That's
I got to say
thing.
No. I got to be able to go to Mississippi. I got to be able to go home.
That's totally understandable. All now. Right.
You can. What if you could move your you can move your family out of Mississippi?
No. It's already that's home.
Okay, all right, go. Jesse Adams. Casey, what season of Yellowstone are you on?
Just finished the third. Fantastic.
Jack, who's winning on January 22nd? Nagano or Gone?
Gone.
Okay. Brandon, if you had to watch one show 24 hours straight, which are you picking out of Parks and Rec, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or The Office?
Ooh.
Well, right now I might say Brooklyn Nine-Nine because I'm streaming it, but that show gets a little tedious after 4 or 5 hours. So I would say I can watch The Office for 24 hours straight, no problem. So I would say The Office. Yeah. Parks and Rec – great show, not quite as good as The Office, so I would say The Office, but I could probably watch all three. And I would add Scrubs in. Scrubs is one of my favorites. And Casey Katie, go two shots and drink at the bar.
Tequila.
Wow, she said that with such a smile on her face.
Vodka. And it doesn't even have to be chilled. Straight vodka. Now, if you chill straight vodka,
it's like... By
the way, if
you're at this point in the podcast, like the video, subscribe, you know, the whole deal.
Just relax, Jack. All right, so I don't care about Colorado's football program.
Why not? You know.
No, we're not going to. Hold on. Robert Collier. I know it's an ask me anything, but you want our thoughts on religion?
Well, you see what.
You see
I
what
see.
He's getting
I
to?
See. Yeah, I see what he's getting into. I mean, come on. Just come on, you fat fuck. Look at you.
Mind your fucking business.
Luckily, Twitter avatar is a circle because your fat fucking head can fit in it. Okay.
But, like, it also just, like, you could have just said, like, your thoughts on religion. He didn't have to, like, throw shots at me.
Yeah, I know, at the end. Yeah. That was uncool.
Yeah, he's a
he's
dick.
Zero out of negative one out of 10.
Yeah, he's out.
Bozo plus 70 IQ tweet.
MDC Matt, what's worse for college football? Commissioners deadlocked on playoff expansion or CFP writers that hate everything about the sport?
CFP writers.
I think that's amusing. Like, I don't think that hurts college football. I think it hurts them. I think the commissioners deadlocked on expansion and going forward probably.
I thought you meant which do I hate more.
If you could swap out one thing about your school with that thing from your rival, what is it? I.e. Casey replacing College Station with Austin. I wouldn't trade anything with those pieces of shit in Oxford. Not a fucking thing. Nothing.
I wouldn't trade anything. I mean, I understand College Station is not as fun as Austin, but I also have always made the argument that if I'm in college, I want to be in a college town.
Mr. Perfect says, did you ever go to that authentic Mexican restaurant MJF told Brandon about? No, I need to go. El Parador, I need to go.
Oh, you need to go.
I still need to go. Who would win this football game, Alabama versus Jags, if the Jags players had to wear jeans?
I was about to say before you finish that, I was like, I hate this argument. It's like, can Alabama beat
Cleveland? I think the Jags would still win.
The jeans part.
Yeah, no, the Jags would kill.
I know, but
like,
the
if
jeans
you wore
part
Muggsy
makes
jeans,
so
those
much
are comfortable.
Funnier.
Those are
it's
comfortable.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, just the visual. The visual
itself.
That would
be a great ad. Ad content.
Sports takes. What are your three things you miss most about the South and now that you're in Jersey, Brandon?
Food.
The food, the fishing, and my mama. There you go.
Aww.
The food, the fishing, and my mama.
You would kill her.
Huh? I don't know what's so hard about this.
My mother
is 62 years old, okay? She's lived
not,
a great
that's
life.
That's not that old. My parents are older than your
my
parents.
Mother
my
is
mom's
old. 62
my
years old. She's
your mom
lived
is older than his mom?
She's lived a full life, okay?
You
if
hear that? My
if I could win a national championship just once. My God, she's an Alabama fan. She's had plenty. So I'd want to kill my mom for a national title. It's not that big of a deal.
Here's the thing. Like, that's fucking crazy because my parents are in their mid to late 60s, and I wouldn't kill them for an A&M national title.
You don't love your team.
I love my parents.
You wouldn't leave your state for it.
Facts.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That, I mean.
That's actually a good point.
Well, the state's like
and
a whole thing.
And you just said you miss your mama. Like, I can't with you. And your take on that, since you said that,
why
has been bullshit.
Why is Oklahoma the best state in the country? It's not.
Oklahoma is arguably one of the worst states in the country.
Wow, it's probably like 30 to 40.
I'd say it's in the middle.
Yeah.
I said that on CCK one time and somebody got really mad
about it. What's always weirded me out about Oklahoma?
They have. What?
Tell me.
That little
thing. Oh, yeah. That
thin
thing.
Line.
What happens there?
What's in there?
Yeah.
Who lives there?
Who lives there?
Who lives in that fucking thin line between? And the fact that Oklahoma touches Colorado is the craziest part about our map.
Yep.
Yeah, that is.
Does
weird.
It touch Colorado or New Mexico? It might touch both of them.
No, I think it's Colorado.
No,
it's Colorado.
A lot more Texas than I thought it was.
By the way, Oklahoma is not the worst state in the country, but I don't remember what I was arguing about with somebody when they called in a CCK, but I will say any state that doesn't have professional sports or doesn't love college football is by far worse than Oklahoma.
I was right. Oklahoma touches both New Mexico and Colorado.
I'm so bad.
The fact that Oklahoma touches New Mexico and Colorado is incredible. What's your go-to carnival food? Fried Oreos, funnel cake, or deep-fried gummy bear? First of all, gross. Deep-fried gummy bear. Funnel cake.
Have you seen deep-fried butter? Have you seen deep-fried butter?
No, but I love funnel cake.
I love funnel cake so much that my first AIM screen name, AIM screen name, was Funnel Cakes with a Z, 456.
Oh, my God. Funnel cakes, 456.
And then I upgraded to Hoops QT10.
I remember we've heard Hoops QT10. Yeah.
I have heard that before.
Yeah. Let's see. When was the moment you knew you wanted to be in sports media? When somebody hired me to be in sports media?
When I was a little kid, I would run around with a hairbrush talking about football.
No, that's cute.
Aww. Thank you.
So, Michael Salter, we love you. You've been with us for a long time. You're great, but we're not going to answer best and worst Barstool personalities off camera. Maybe we'll answer best.
Mint's worst.
Maybe we'll answer best.
No, Mint's he's fine. I was just kidding.
I don't know. Everybody's pretty cool off camera, isn't it?
Yeah, off camera? I mean, who's the worst? Let me think.
Honestly, I mean, this is such a cliche answer, and people really don't believe this a lot. But for the majority, people are the same.
Yeah. Which college football player has the hottest mom? They showed Stetson Bennett's mom during the
what about
the
Aiden Hutchinson's college football. Mom?
All right, I got to get out of
She's
here.
She's graduating, or he's graduating.
Fuck. You know what we didn't talk about? We don't have time to talk about
Caleb Williams.
Yeah, we'll talk about
it
next time.
Oh, shit.
I'm getting roasted right now on Twitter because of it.
All right. Great questions. Thank you very much. That guy just says Texas will make the playoff. He did not understand the assignment. Well, you're going to be back in Omaha this year, Brandon? Yes, I will. Got to grow that game.
Say something nice about Kentucky.
Say one sentence about Caleb Williams so we can say, say one thing about Caleb Williams so we can at least.
So Caleb Williams.
He's deciding to transfer.
We've just got pure, unfiltered free agency in college football. That is what it's derived. And I think he's going to end up at Georgia or Auburn or somewhere that knows how to pay players. He's going to do that. And we're pure, unfiltered free agency.
Yep.
And Dylan Gabriel just sniping his spot.
Less
it's
than
just
four
hilarious.
Hours. Yeah, I checked the timestamp.
And also, do you think, and I know you need to go, but do you think that, because one of his things in his statement was like, in order for me to talk to other schools, I have to officially enter the transfer portal. Do you think that schools are going to try to get that changed?
Well, I think it's a dangerous trap. I think you could, I think he was probably moving on anyway, but what if you want to talk to other schools and you get in the transfer portal and look around and coaches fill your spot?
Right.
And well, that's what happened.
And then you don't have a spot. Like, you might be fucked.
Right.
So, players got to be careful.
Yeah.
My name is Brandon Walker. That's Casey Smith, Jack and Katie. That's Unnecessary Roughness. We'll come back to you next time, right after the national title game, Unnecessary Roughness.